Morning air has weight to it. You hear hens murmur as the sky turns gray, a low talk that means the night passed without trouble. When the door opens, they stream out to peck, stretch, and shake dust from their wings. You lift a nest box lid and find a warm brown shell pressed into clean shavings. The first egg of the day is a small promise that your setup is working. The coop is dry. The air moves. The run is tidy. The neighbor's dog stays on its side of the fence. You make a quick round with your eyes and your hands. Latch. Water. Feed. Bedding. Then you stand in the doorway and listen again. Calm birds tell you more than any chart. This is the benchmark you want to protect through summer heat, cold rain, and the hungry hours before sunrise. A steady egg basket starts with good choices long before the first chick arrives. Chapter 1. Start right. Goals, law, and sight. Backyard layers have a clear job. Convert feed, water, and daylight into safe, clean eggs. The systems that support that job start on paper. Good plans reduce stress, lower disease risk, and cut losses to weather and predators. Before a board is cut or a chick is ordered, map the rules, the land, and the goal for daily egg count. Those choices anchor everything that follows. Scope. This chapter covers planning only. You set egg goals, confirm local rules, and choose a legal, neighbor-friendly site with sound drainage, shade, and wind protection. You pick breeds that fit your climate and egg needs, and decide between pullets and started hens. Coop hardware, fencing, and predator barriers appear in later chapters. Safety. Wash hands after handling birds or bedding. Keep food prep and chicken work separate. Lift with your legs when moving bags of feed. Wear closed-toe shoes. Respect property lines and setbacks to avoid conflict and fines. Follow local rules for backyard poultry and noise. Keep children away from power tools and stored lumber during the build phase. Tools and materials. Notebook and pencil. Measuring tape, at least 25 feet. Simple bubble level or a straight board and ball as a slope check. Flagging or string for marking layouts. Printed or sketched map of your yard with buildings and fences. A shovel to test soil drainage. A sun path note for summer and winter. Observe and note shade at 3 times. Early morning, noon, late afternoon. Setup. Print or draw a simple yard map. Mark property lines, existing sheds, fences, gates, trees, and water access. Note where rain collects after a storm. Check your city or county code and any HOA rules for poultry numbers, setbacks, and rooster bans. Call neighbors to share your plan and hear any concerns early. Steps. Step 1. Set an egg goal. Write how many eggs you need per day. A good layer gives 4 to 6 eggs per week. Plan for 4 eggs to be conservative. If you want 8 eggs per day, you need about 14 to 16 hens, because laying cycles do not line up. Step 2. Choose breed traits that match your goal and climate. Look for strong layers that suit heat or cold. Examples of traits to look for include calm temperaments, good feed conversion, and winter laying. Pick 2 to 3 breeds to spread risk and smooth production. Step 3. Decide pullets or started hens. Pullets are young hens not yet laying. They cost less and adapt to your setup, but you wait several weeks for eggs. Started hens cost more and begin laying sooner. Write the trade-off in your notebook with dates. Step 4. Confirm local rules. Note maximum flock size, coop setbacks from property lines, and any permit needs. Write the setback number twice for the ear. For example, set the coop at least 10 feet from the fence. Repeat 10 feet. Note quiet hours and whether roosters are banned. Step 5. Walk the site. You want high, firm ground with slight slope so water moves away. Use the level or the straight board to read slope. After a rain, avoid spots that hold puddles. Soil that drains slowly grows flies and smell. Step 6. Map shade and wind. On a hot day, stand where you might build. Note where the afternoon shade falls. On a cold day, feel the north wind. Place the long wall of the coop to block the wind and leave the vents on the leeward side. Plan winter sun reach and summer shade. Step 7. Check access. You need a clear path for a wheelbarrow and space to open doors and clean. Mark where feed and bedding will be stored, away from rain and rodents. Note where you will run a hose in summer and how you will prevent ice in winter. Step 8. Draw your layout to scale on the yard map. Place the coop rectangle, the run, and a service aisle. Respect setbacks. Keep at least 3 feet around the coop for cleaning and repairs. Mark the human door, nest box access, and a dry spot to stage tools. Checks and fixes. If your egg math is high for the yard size, reduce the target or plan two small coops placed apart. Crowded housing lowers laying and raises disease risk. If the only legal spot holds water, add fill to raise the grade or choose a different corner. Standing water under a coop invites pests and stress. If neighbors object, offer a plan for smell control, quiet hours, and a fence screen. Show where you will store feed in sealed bins. If afternoon sun beats on the site in midsummer, plan a shade sail or plant a fast shade species outside the run where roots will not be damaged. If winter winds are strong, rotate the plan so doors open leeward. Keep the largest vent away from the wind face to reduce drafts while keeping air exchange. Breed notes for eggs. Large brown egg layers often deliver steady 4 to 5 eggs per week and handle cool weather well. White egg layers may be lighter framed with strong output in long daylight seasons. Some breeds lay colored shells that sell well at a farm stand, but may produce fewer eggs per year. Write down shell color goals only after you meet your daily count target. Pullet versus started hen timelines. Pullets reach lay age at about 5 to 6 months. If you buy pullets at 3 months in April, expect first eggs in late summer. Started hens can begin within a few weeks of purchase. Note that all birds slow during molt in late summer or early fall. Plan feed and light adjustments later in the series. Neighbor plan. Share your timeline, flock size, and coop location. Offer fresh eggs when laying is steady. Give your phone number. A friendly call about a loose dog or a raccoon sighting helps you protect the flock. Goodwill reduces complaints when you build or when you run a saw on a Saturday morning. Drainage test. Dig a hole about 1 foot deep where the coop will sit. Fill with water and time how long it drains. If it empties within a few hours, the soil is suitable. If water stays overnight, raise the site with gravel and compacted fill before building. Dry footing is core to bird health and egg safety. Shade and light notes. Hens need daylight to trigger laying. In winter, you may add a safe light to keep total day length near 14 hours. Do not add heat unless you live in severe cold. Birds handle cold better than damp. Plan vents that move moist air out while keeping drafts off roosting birds. The build details come next chapter. Noise and smell management basics. Place the coop door away from bedrooms. Collect eggs daily to prevent breakage and pecking habits. Keep bedding dry with regular stirring and timely top-ups. Dry litter reduces odor by keeping ammonia low. Write a weekly clean day on your calendar. Record keeping. Start a simple log now. Date, weather, any neighbor note, and a checklist for water, feed, and bedding. After you add birds, you will add egg counts and notes about behavior. Patterns in the log help you spot small problems before they reduce your basket. What success looks like at this stage. You have a clear egg target that matches space and rules. You chose 2 to 3 breeds that fit climate and goals. You picked pullets or started hens with dates on the calendar. You marked a legal site with good drainage, summer shade, winter sun, wind protection, and clean access. Your neighbors know the plan and your logbook is ready. Next, you turn this plan into a coop that stays dry and breathes well without drafts. That foundation keeps birds healthy and calm, which keeps eggs coming. Chapter 2, The Coop That Works. Healthy laying begins inside a dry, airy box. A good coop keeps moisture moving out, gives birds a calm roost at night, and makes your work simple. Ventilation, space, light, and access are the 4 levers. When those are set well, shells stay strong, smells stay low, and chores take minutes instead of hours. Scope. This chapter covers the coop only. You set space targets, ventilation, roosts, nest boxes, floor type, litter, doors, and daily access paths. Run fencing, buried aprons, roof netting, and other exterior defenses come later. Safety. Wear gloves and eye protection when cutting lumber or sheet goods. Use a dust mask when handling dry bedding. Keep blades sharp and guarded when not in use. Lift heavy panels with help. Store screws, hinges, and latches in a bin away from children and birds. Tools and materials. Tape measure and carpenter's pencil. Speed square and level. Saw suited to straight cuts. Driver with wood screws. Hinges and simple latches. Exterior grade caulk for seams. Roofing with drip edge. Bedding such as pine shavings. Roost bars of smooth wood. Nest box dividers and lips. One window or vent cover that can stay open in rain. Setup. Mark a footprint, that gives at least 4 square feet per standard hen inside. Confirm door swings and a clear cleaning path. Face windows to morning light. Mark high vent openings under the roof line and one lower exhaust on the leeward wall. Plan a dry, covered entry for you to step in and out without tracking mud. Steps. Step 1. Size the box. Target at least 4 square feet per standard hen. Bantams need less. Large breeds need more. Keep inside height tall enough for you to reach the far corner. Step 2. Plan the air. Cut generous high vents on 2 walls for crossflow. Add a smaller low outlet on the leeward side. Cover openings with sturdy wire mesh. Air should move up and out while birds sleep in still air. Step 3. Place roosts. Give 8 to 10 inches of linear roost per bird. Use rounded edges about 1.5 to 2 inches wide for standard hens. Set roosts higher than nest box lips to discourage sleeping in nests. Step 4. Build nest boxes. Aim for 1 box for every 4 hens. A 12 by 12 by 12 inch cube fits most layers. Add a front lip 2 to 3 inches high to keep bedding and eggs from rolling out. Mount boxes off the floor with a clear walkway for you. Step 5. Choose the floor and litter. Solid floors are simple and warm. Begin with 3 to 4 inches of dry shavings. Stir weekly. Add fresh when it looks compacted or damp. A removable droppings board under roost speeds cleaning. Step 6. Set doors and access. Give birds a pop door that can open and close cleanly. Give yourself a wide human door and a full-width service opening for raking out bedding. Place latches where you can reach them with one hand while carrying a bucket. Step 7. Control moisture. Keep waterers outside the sleeping space if your climate allows. If you must water inside during deep cold, raise the container and set a catch mat under it. Seal roof seams and give the roof a clean overhang that sheds rain away from walls. Step 8. Plan light. Provide one window or a clear panel for daylight. Shade it from direct summer sun and let winter sun reach the floor. If you add a safe light in winter, use a timer to extend day length to about 14 hours. Mount the light away from roosts and bedding. Verify. Open the coop after birds go to roost and sniff at head height. You should not smell sharp ammonia. On a cold morning, check for condensation on inside walls. If you see moisture, increase high vent area. In a wind, hold a light ribbon near the roost. It should not flutter. Checks and fixes. If you see damp bedding under the roosts, add a droppings board or scrape daily. If hens sleep in nest boxes, raise the roosts higher and darken the nest interiors. If eggs crack often, check nest padding and box size, then collect more often. If litter smells strong, add dry shavings and improve airflow. Moisture drives odor more than manure volume. If the coop feels dark at noon, add a small high window on the east wall and protect it with an exterior hood. Care. Rake or scrape droppings under the roosts each morning or on a set schedule. Stir litter weekly and top up when it mats. Wipe nest lips and replace soiled nest bedding whenever you see broken shells or damp spots. Wash the pop door track when dust builds. Check hinges and latches during feed runs and tighten any that wobble. Chapter 3. Runs, range, and weather. Moving birds shape eggs. Hens need room to walk, scratch, dust bathe, and cool their bodies. The outdoor run is where most of that happens. Good runs protect soil, steer water, and place shade and windbreaks where they do the most work. When you plan those basics, you cut stress, stop mud, and keep shells coming through heat, rain, and cold. Scope. This chapter covers outdoor space and daily movement. You choose a fixed or mobile run, set size and footing, add shade and windbreaks, control mud, plan pasture rotation, and place waterers and feeders so birds stay active without wasting feed. Predator aprons, roof wire, and electric lines wait for the defenses chapter. Safety. Wear gloves when handling wire, timbers, or rough chips. Use eye protection when cutting lumber. Keep pathways clear so you do not trip with a waterer in hand. Set heavy shade poles with a helper. Anchor any cover so wind cannot lift it. Tools and materials. Measuring tape, at least 50 feet. Shovel and garden rake. Wheelbarrow. Landscape fabric for under pathways. Wash sand or coarse wood chips for footing. Shade sail or shade cloth with solid anchors. Simple windbreak panels or snow fence. Outdoor thermometer for spot checks. 2 waterers sized for your flock. 1 covered feeder with a tray that sheds rain. Seed mix for poultry pasture and a simple hand spreader. Setup. Walk the planned run after a hard rain and note where water sits. Mark the highest corner for the human gate. Plan a straight, firm path to the coop door. Choose footing now so you can move in any season. Pick a shade strategy and a windbreak line that matches your weather. Decide if you will rotate birds across two spaces or move a mobile pen on a set schedule. Steps. Step 1. Pick fixed or mobile. A fixed run gives a sturdy fence and simple doors. A mobile pen spreads impact by moving often. If you have a small yard, choose fixed and add a second rest area for rotation. If you have open grass, choose a mobile pen you can push by hand. Step 2. Set size and shape. Plan at least 10 square feet per standard hen in the run. More is better. Long rectangles work well because birds walk the length to feed, drink, and dust bathe. Keep corners open so you can rake them out. Step 3. Build dry footing. On the main path and under the feeder, lay landscape fabric and cover it with 3 to 4 inches of washed sand or coarse wood chips. Use sand where you want easy raking. Use chips where you want cushion and cooler ground. Avoid fine mulch that turns to slime in rain. Step 4. Add shade where birds stand in the heat of the day. Put a sail or cloth so it throws afternoon shade across the feeder and a dust bath spot. If you plan a living screen, place it outside the fence and prune it to keep leaves clear of the wire. Shade cuts heat stress and keeps feed from baking. Step 5. Place a windbreak. Face a solid panel or snow fence on the side that takes your strongest winter wind. Leave a gap at the bottom so air can drain out rather than roll back into the flock. Keep the top edge smooth and anchored. Step 6. Set water and feed positions. Keep water in the shade and a few steps from the coop door. Keep feed under cover with a dry pad under the tray. Place them far enough apart to make birds walk. This spreads manure and keeps the run from turning to mud in one spot. Step 7. Plan range and rotation. If you have two sections, rest one while birds use the other. Rest means no birds for at least 3 to 4 weeks in warm weather. Reseed bare spots with a poultry mix that includes clover and hardy grasses. Water lightly until you see growth. Step 8. Build dust bath zones. Set a low box or framed square and fill it with dry sand and a small measure of clean wood ash. Keep it under partial shade. Birds use this to control mites and cool their bodies. Rake and top it up when it looks packed. Verify. After a heavy rain, walk the run in boots. Your heels should not sink past the top of the footing. If you see standing water, add fill and slope it away from the coop. At mid-afternoon on a hot day, place a thermometer in the shade and in the sun at bird height. The shaded spot should be several degrees cooler. If not, adjust the shade sail or add a second panel. Check the windbreak during a strong wind. Dust should move past and not swirl at the roost door. If you feel a back draft at the coop entry, shift or widen the break. Checks and fixes. If mud builds under the waterer, move it to a fresh pad and rebuild the old spot with sand or chips. If feed clumps after rain, improve the roof over the feeder and raise the tray on blocks so splash does not reach it. If birds crowd one corner, add a second shade area and a second dust bath to spread traffic. If the run smells strong, stir the top inch of footing and add dry material, then check drainage slope. If grass dies fast in a mobile setup, shorten your stay on each patch and give rest areas more time to recover. Weather playbook. Heat. Give deep shade, cool water, and extra space so birds can spread wings and pant without pressing against each other. Freeze a few water bottles and float them in a shallow pan for a short chill. Offer wet mash during the hottest hour to encourage intake. Cold. Keep the run raked and dry. Pack down snow on the main path and lay down a strip of wood chips so feet stay dry. Keep water ice free with a safe base. Do not trap warm, wet air. Vent the coop and keep the run entry clear. Rain. Roof the feeder area. Add a gravel or sand apron outside the coop door so you do not track mud. Pull shade cloth tight so it does not pond water. Wind. Use the windbreak to block the first blast and to keep drifting snow or dust from filling the run. Keep doors from slamming with a simple latch that holds them open at set angles. Range rules. Open range increases risk when birds are unsupervised. If you free range, do it for short windows when you can watch the yard. Keep shrubs and high grass trimmed near the run so you can see birds and birds can see you. Close the pop door well before dusk so you control the timing of lockup. Pasture rotation basics. rest ground to break parasite cycles, and let plants recover. A simple two-zone system works. Use zone 1 while zone 2 rests. Switch on a set day and log the date. After birds leave a zone, rake manure clumps, reseed thin areas, and water lightly. Aim for short regrowth that birds can graze without pulling roots. Water management. Give 2 water points for flocks larger than 12 birds. Place them in shade on firm pads. In summer, rinse and refill daily. In winter, change water often so birds drink enough in the cold and do not rely on snow. Keep hoses drained and coiled so you can set up quickly. Feeder placement and waste. Mount the feeder so the lip is at the height of a hen's back. This reduces billing feed onto the ground. Sweep spilled feed each day to starve rodents. If waste stays high, try smaller, more frequent fills so feed stays fresh and less tempting to toss. Plants to avoid. Remove or fence off toxic ornamentals near the run, such as yew and azalea. If you are not sure about a plant, do not let birds access it until you confirm it is safe. Keep compost piles closed to birds so they do not ingest moldy scraps. Care. Rake high traffic zones every few days to keep footing loose and dry. Top up sand or chips as needed. Tighten shade anchors and check windbreak ties after storms. Clean and move waterers and feeders on a schedule so pads recover. Reseed thin ground at the first sign of wear rather than waiting for bare dirt. Keep a simple weather log next to your egg log. Note heat spikes, cold snaps, heavy rain, and wind. Pair those notes with egg counts and behavior. That record helps you tune shade, footing, and rotation before small problems grow. Chapter 4. Know the enemy, predator model. Every yard sits inside a food web. Chickens are ground birds, which means many hunters test your fence lines at night and scan from above by day. Patterns repeat by region and season. When you read those patterns and match them to sign on the ground, you stop the first breach instead of learning after a loss. Scope. You will identify likely predators for your area, learn their timing, and read signs such as tracks, scat, and feather patterns. You will build a simple pressure map of your property and a log to catch trends. Hardware choices and exact barriers come next chapter. Safety. Do not handle wildlife. Many carriers of disease do not look sick. Wear gloves when checking holes, boards, and bedding. Keep children and pets away from any carcass or fresh sign. Follow local rules for wildlife reporting after a serious incident. Tools and materials. Headlamp with red mode or a covered flashlight. Small ruler for track size. Chalk or flagging to mark holes and dig spots. Flour or fine sand for a track pad at an entry point. Trail camera if you have one. Notebook or phone for photos and a dated log. Setup. Draw a simple map of coop, run, gates, fences, sheds, brush, and compost. Circle likely approach lanes such as hedges, creek lines, and gaps under fences. Set one track pad with flour at a suspected entry. Mount one camera on a solid post facing the pop door or fence corner. Steps. Step 1. List likely predators by region and yard features. Common ground threats include loose dogs, foxes, coyotes, raccoons, possums, skunks, weasels, rats, and snakes. Common aerial threats include hawks in daylight and owls after dark. Add bobcat or bear if you live near woods with recent sightings. Step 2. Mark timing windows. Dogs act by day. Foxes hunt at dawn and dusk. Coyotes cruise dusk to dawn. Raccoons and possums work at night and test latches. Weasels slip in at night through small gaps. Hawks strike from mid-morning to late afternoon. Owls take birds after dark. Snakes raid nests in warm months and at warm times. Step 3. Learn the signatures. Raccoon tracks look like small hands and often show at a latch. Fox leaves neat tracks and a sharp, musky scat on paths. Coyote tracks are larger and more oval. Weasel scat is thin and twisted. A hawk strike leaves a tight pile of plucked feathers. A dog chase scatters feathers over a wide area. A snake leaves no feathers and eggs vanish or show a wet collapse. Step 4. Walk the perimeter at first light. Look for digs, hair on wire, mud on boards, loose siding, and gaps at doors. Measure any hole. Anything larger than 1 inch is a risk for small killers. Note the exact place and direction of travel if you see drag marks. Step 5. Test your latches and doors like a raccoon. Pull, twist, and lift in sequence. If a single hand can open it, a raccoon may open it. Note any single action latching your log and plan a change next chapter. Step 6. build a pressure map. On your yard sketch, draw arrows where you find tracks, digs, or hair. Add time of day and species if known. After 1 week, you will see a repeat route or hour. That pattern tells you where to focus the first layer of defense. Step 7. Clean the bait. Pick up spilled feed. Store grain in sealed bins. Keep compost closed and far from the run. Remove broken eggs at once. Rodents and snakes follow scent trails to easy food. Step 8. Control the schedule. Lock birds in well before dusk. Open after full light. Keep a steady routine so you are on site during the high-risk hours. Use a headcount at lockup and a quick scan of the fence line each morning. Step 9. Talk to neighbors. Note any loose dog habits and exchange numbers. A friendly call after the first sighting helps more than an angry one after a loss. Ask about nighttime traffic such as fox along the alley or raccoons in trash bins. Verify. Check the track pad each morning. Photograph any prints with the ruler in frame and log the time. Review camera clips every few days. Match prints and clips to timing notes. If you find a fresh hole, dust it with flour at dusk and check again at first light. Checks and fixes. If eggs vanish with no mess, inspect for snakes or rats. Tighten nest box gaps and seal wall seams. If you find a small hole and a dead bird with a neck wound inside the coop, suspect weasel. Close every gap larger than 1 inch and plan a tighter inner barrier next chapter. If feathers lie in a circle in the yard and the body is gone, suspect hawk. Add fast shade and visual cover in the run. If the run shows a wide dig and heavy prints, suspect dog or coyote. Note the fence face and plan a deeper edge and stronger base in the defenses chapter. If latches show muddy prints or scratches, move to two-step actions and add a secondary catch when you upgrade hardware. Predator profiles at a glance. Raccoon, night worker, climbs and reaches, opens simple latches, leaves hand-like tracks at doors. Fox, quick and quiet at dawn and dusk, digs at edges, carries birds off, neat tracks along fence lines. Coyote, larger tracks, tests wide gaps, often follows greenbelts, works dusk to dawn. Weasel or mink, tiny entry, kills inside, head and neck bites, may leave several birds in the coop. Dog, daytime chases, scattered feathers, may kill for sport, tracks near open gates. Hawk, daytime dive, plucked feather pile, strikes open ground. Owl, night strike near roost if doors are left open. Snake, warm months, eggs vanish whole or collapse, sheds may appear near nest boxes. Rat, gnaw marks at feed bins, droppings in corners, holes under slabs. Care, walk the lines at first light and again before dusk. Keep a dated log of prints, holes, sounds, and camera clips. Pair that with egg counts and any stress notes such as birds refusing to come out. Small patterns appear within a week. That record tells you which face of the run needs the first layer of hardening and which habits to tighten before you add hardware. Chapter 5, Layered Defenses. Strong flocks rely on layers, not a single wall. Ground hunters dig or pry. Climbers reach and twist. Aerial hunters drop from above. When you combine mesh that stops paws, aprons that stop digs, lids that stop drops, and latches that need two actions, you turn a tempting yard into a hard target. Clean habits close the loop by denying scent trails and free food. Scope. You will build physical barriers for ground, climbing, and aerial threats. You will set latches that require two actions, add an automatic pop door for schedule control, and tighten lighting, feed storage, and biosecurity. No lethal methods. Follow local rules for any electric deterrent. Safety. Wear gloves and eye protection when cutting wire. Use long sleeves when handling mesh. Cut ties and wire ends flush. Keep children and pets away during install. If you use an electric line, follow local code and manufacturer safety sheets. Tools and materials. Measuring tape. Tin snips or an angle grinder with a cutting wheel. Staple gun with exterior staples or washer head screws with fender washers. 1/2 inch hardware cloth for lower walls and skirts. 1/4 inch hardware cloth for vents in rodent-prone areas. 2x4 inch welded wire or rigid panels for run roof, or UV stable netting for light-duty cover. Landscape staples. Gravel, pavers, or pressure-treated boards for edge guards. 2-action latches and a secondary clip. Automatic pop door with battery backup. Motion light for the yard perimeter. Metal bins with tight lids for feed. Boot brush and a simple footbath tray with disinfectant. Setup. Walk the run edge and mark every gap. Measure the run perimeter to estimate mesh and apron length. Choose a roof plan based on snow and wind. Decide which doors get two latches. Pick a spot near the gate for the footbath and brush so you never skip it. Steps. Step 1. Skin the lower walls. Wrap the bottom 3 feet of the run with 1/2-inch hardware cloth. Overlap seams by 2 inches and fasten every 4 to 6 inches with staples or washer head screws. Fold and crimp cut edges flat so no barbs remain. Step 2. Build a dig-proof edge. Install a skirt of 1/2-inch hardware cloth that runs flat on the ground outward from the base. Make it at least 12 inches wide. Pin it with landscape staples and cover with soil, gravel, or chips. If you prefer a trench, bury the skirt 6 to 8 inches deep and extend it outward. Add pavers or a gravel trench where dogs test the edge. Step 3. Close the lid. If you have snow or heavy wind, use 2x4-inch welded wire or rigid panels over the run. Screw to solid framing. In mild climates without snow load, a UV-stable net can cover large spans to stop hawk drops. Keep netting tight so it does not sag. Step 4. Guard the vents. Cover all coop openings with hardware cloth fastened from the inside so prying paws cannot peel it. Use 1/2-inch mesh for airflow. Switch to 1/4-inch on low vents if mice are a known issue. Keep vents high so birds sleep out of drafts. Step 5. Upgrade latches. Every exterior door should need 2 actions to open. For example, a spring-loaded bolt plus a carabiner clip. Place the pop door on a track that closes tight and cannot be lifted from below. Test each latch with gloves to mimic a raccoon grip. Step 6. Add an automatic pop door. Set it to close well before dusk and open after full light. Keep a manual override for storms or battery failure. Mount the control unit inside the coop where it stays dry. Replace batteries on a set schedule and write the date in your log. Step 7. Discipline the light. Mount a motion light to cover the yard perimeter so it triggers on approach, not on the coop. Keep the coop area dark at night so birds rest. Avoid steady floodlights that teach predators to ignore light. Step 8. Deny rodents. Store all feed in metal bins with tight lids. Raise feeders to hen back height. Sweep spills daily. Line the coop floor with hardware cloth under the bedding if burrowers are common. Keep grass short along the run so you can see holes. Step 9. Tighten biosecurity. Place a boot brush and a small footbath at the gate. Scrub and step before you enter. Wash hands after chores. Quarantine any new birds in a separate pen for at least 2 weeks. Keep wild bird feeders far from the run. Verify. At dusk, walk the edge and press the skirt with your boot. It should not lift. Pull and twist each latch with a gloved hand. If you can open it with one move, add a second action. After a wind, check the roof cover for sag or loosened ties. Netting should be tight and panels should not flex. At first light, inspect for fresh digs or hair on mesh. Dust suspicious spots with a light layer of soil and check for prints the next morning. Checks and fixes. If something digs at the skirt, add gravel on top and set pavers along the hot spot. Extend the skirt width to 18 inches in that area. If you find pry marks at a door, add an inside header that stops upward lift and add a second latch at the opposite corner. If hawks test the run, add a second shade panel and tighten the roof cover. Create a clutter zone inside the run with low, solid obstacles for quick cover. If mice appear in the coop, swap low vent mesh to 1/4-inch and move feet out of the coop. Sweep floors at lockup. If the automatic door misses timing in winter, clean the track, check the battery, and set the open time later so light is full. Care. Walk the fence and skirt line every morning and after storms. Trim grass along the base so you can see the wire. Tighten roof ties and replace any cracked zip ties with wire ties. Oil hinges and latch pivots lightly to prevent binds. Empty the footbath when dirty and refresh the solution so it stays effective. Keep the feed area swept and the bins closed. Maintain the habit even when days get busy. That habit is part of the defense. Chapter 6. Eggs on schedule. Eggs come from a simple chain. Water in, balanced feed, safe light, calm hens, clean nests, prompt collection. When one link slips, shells thin or production stalls. Most setbacks trace to 3 basics: thirst, heat stress, or low calcium at the point of lay. A steady routine that respects seasons keeps shells strong and baskets full. Scope. You will set feed by life stage, provide calcium and grit correctly, manage water and heat and cold, set safe light hours, guide birds through molt, keep nests clean, and collect and store eggs with food safety in mind. Safety. Wash hands before and after handling feed, birds, or eggs. Keep feed bins dry and sealed to prevent mold. Use a safe light fixture and secure cords. Do not feed raw poultry scraps. Chill washed eggs at once. Follow local rules for selling or gifting eggs. Tools and materials. Metal feed bins with lids. Scoop and small kitchen scale for spot checks. Layer ration, starter or grower as needed. Oyster shell for calcium, free choice. Granite grit, correct size for your birds. Two waterers sized for your flock. Scrub brush and mild sanitizer for waterers. Timer for coop lighting. Clean nest bedding, such as pine shavings. Food safe egg wash or warm tap water, clean towels, date stamp or pencil. Setup. Place feed and water in shaded, easy to reach spots. Mount the timer where it stays dry. Keep oyster shell and grit in separate, labeled cups high enough that bedding stays out. Set a clean tray near the collection route for eggs. Steps. Step 1. Match feed to life stage. Chicks eat starter with high protein. Growers eat a moderate protein ration with lower calcium. Layers at point of lay switch to a complete layer ration with about 16% protein and added calcium. Read the tag and record the day you change rations. Step 2. Offer calcium correctly. Provide oyster shell free choice in a separate cup for laying hens. They will balance their own intake. Do not force calcium into non-laying birds. Pullets that are not laying and roosters do not need extra calcium. Too much damages kidneys. Step 3. Provide grit when birds eat whole grains or range. Use granite grit size to the flock. Young birds need small grit. Adult hens use medium. Place grit free choice. If birds only eat crumbles or pellets and do not range, grit demand is low, but a small cup still helps. Step 4. Water like it matters most. Give fresh water daily. In heat, refill at midday as well. A standard layer drinks roughly 1 pint in cool weather and up to double in heat. Keep water shaded. Scrub waterers each week. In freezing weather, use a safe heater base or swap jugs often so birds never face ice. Step 5. Set safe light hours. Hens lay best with about 14 hours of total light. In winter, add light in the early morning, so the day begins earlier and dusk remains natural. Use a timer. Keep the light soft and out of reach. Maintain a dark rest of at least 8 hours so birds recover. Step 6. Guide birds through molt. Late summer or fall, hens drop feathers and pause laying. Do not panic. Shift to a ration with a little more protein if available, or add a small, balanced protein boost with cooked eggs or mealworms in measured amounts. Keep water and shade steady. Do not add heat. Let birds finish and then return to a layer ration. Step 7. Keep nests inviting. Aim for one nest box per 4 hens. Keep boxes dark, dry, and quiet. Lay 4 inches of clean shavings. Replace soiled bedding at once. If you find floor eggs, block the corner with a low board and place a ceramic dummy egg in a clean nest to show the right spot. Step 8. Collect and handle eggs. Collect at least twice daily, more in heat. Keep eggs clean by keeping bedding clean. If an egg is visibly dirty, wash with water warmer than the egg so contents do not draw in. Dry with a clean towel. Date the shell or the carton. Refrigerate promptly. Step 9. Keep the day steady. Feed and water at about the same times. Open and close the pop door on schedule. Calm, predictable routines reduce stress and keep eggs regular. Verify. Crack 1 egg from a mature hen each week and read the shell and whites. A strong shell and a firm white show good calcium and protein. Lift the waterer and sniff. It should smell clean. Slimy film means you need to scrub more often. Check nest bedding with your palm. It should feel dry and loose. If it is damp or matted, replace it. Watch the flock at midday. If birds pant, spread wings, or hold their beaks open for long stretches, you need deeper shade and cooler water. Checks and fixes. If shells thin or wrinkle, add or refresh oyster shell. Confirm you are on a layer ration, and rule out hidden thirst. If yolks pale, improve access to greens and a balanced ration. Do not flood with corn. If egg numbers drop outside molt, check light hours and water first, then look for stress signs such as night noise or daytime harassment. If eggs crack in nests, add more bedding and collect more often. Check box size and crowding. If you find many double yokers, you may be at the early lay stage. This settles with time. Heat and cold playbook. Heat. Deep shade over water and dust baths, cool water at midday, wet mash in the afternoon, gentle airflow. Do not crowd. Avoid heavy treats late in the day. Cold. Keep air dry and moving out at the top. Block drafts at roost height. Use deep, dry litter. Keep water liquid. Do not add heaters unless your climate is extreme. Hens handle cold better than damp. Light notes. Use one soft bulb that makes it possible to see the floor, but not bright like day. Clean the cover so dust does not dim output. Place the fixture away from roosts and bedding. Keep cords protected from pecks and moisture. Sanitation. Wipe nest lips and box edges during collection runs. Clean broken egg spots at once. Wash collection trays daily. Keep the egg fridge clean and cold. Rotate older cartons forward so you use the oldest first. Record keeping. Log daily egg count, any shell issues, water changes in hot spells, and any light adjustments. Note the start and end of molt. Patterns in the log will match the flock's calendar and your weather. Those notes make next season smoother. Care. Top off oyster shell and grit cups as part of the feed round. Rinse waterers when you see film. Stir nest bedding lightly each morning and replace when damp. Collect eggs on a set schedule, mark dates, and store point down. Keep the routine even when life gets busy. Steady inputs make steady eggs. Chapter 7. When things go wrong. Loss teaches fast. After a breach, the pattern on the ground matters as much as the wound. Clear steps in the first hour protect the rest of the flock, preserve useful sign, and close the gap before another hunter tests it. A steady, calm response turns a bad night into a stronger system. Scope. You will follow a same-day response, give basic first aid, secure the site, document evidence, handle remains, and decide when to bring in help. No lethal control. Follow local rules for wildlife, carcass disposal, and domestic animal incidents. Safety. Wear gloves before you touch birds, bedding, or blood. Keep children and pets away from the area. Do not handle wildlife. Wash hands and tools with hot water and soap, then disinfect work surfaces after you finish. Tools and materials. Nitrile gloves. Headlamp with red mode or covered flashlight. Camera or phone for photos and video. Zip ties, wire ties, and fender washer screws. 1/2-inch hardware cloth for patches. Tin snips and a driver. Gravel, pavers, or sandbags for quick edge weights. Bleach or a poultry-safe disinfectant for surfaces. Buckets, trash bags, and a sealable bin. First aid kit for birds. Sterile saline, gauze pads, non-stick pads, cohesive wrap, blunt scissors, tweezers, cotton swabs, chlorhexidine or iodine solution diluted for skin, clean towels, oral syringe, electrolytes, small crate or carrier. Setup. Keep a printed one-page checklist with your kit. Store patch mesh, screws, and tools near the run gate. Keep a spare tote with clean bedding, so you can isolate an injured bird at once. Steps. Step 1. Lock down and count. Close the pop door and the run gate. Head count by name or leg band. Write the number. Calm the flock by speaking softly. Turn off bright lights so birds settle. Step 2. Triage in place. Look for heavy bleeding, open fractures, or breathing trouble. Stop active bleeding with firm pressure using sterile gauze. Do not remove deep objects. Move the injured bird to a quiet crate lined with a towel. Keep the crate warm and dim. Step 3. Preserve the scene. Do not rake or hose yet. Photograph doors, latches, wire edges, holes, digs, prints, feather piles, and any drag line. Place an object like a ruler or a glove in the frame for scale. Record the time. Step 4. Patch now, perfect later. Cover any hole at the base or wall with hardware cloth that overlaps solid framing by at least 2 inches on all sides. Fasten with screws and fender washers every 4 to 6 inches. Lay gravel or pavers over fresh digs. Tie any roof gap tight. Add a temporary inner barrier if needed so birds cannot reach weak points. Step 5. Stabilize the injured. Rinse shallow wounds with sterile saline. Dab clean skin with dilute chlorhexidine or iodine. Pad with a nonstick dressing and wrap lightly with cohesive wrap. Keep the airway clear. Offer a small measure of electrolytes with the oral syringe only if the bird is alert enough to swallow. Contact an avian vet for deep wounds, eye injuries, heavy bleeding, or labored breathing. Step 6. Handle remains with care. wear gloves, double bag and seal, store in a closed bin out of reach of scavengers. Follow local rules for trash pickup or approved burial. If the attacker is a domestic dog, contact animal control. If it is likely protected wildlife, contact the state wildlife office for guidance. Step 7. Sanitize scent trails. After photos and patches, remove blood and broken eggs. Wash with hot water and detergent. Disinfect hard surfaces. Allow to dry before birds return to the run. Dispose of soiled bedding in sealed bags. Step 8. Log the facts. Record date, time window, weather, which birds were affected, injuries, egg count that day, photos taken, and exact repair steps. Add any neighbor reports or camera clips. Mark the suspected species based on sign. Step 9. Notify neighbors with diplomacy. If a loose dog is involved, share a short note with what happened and ask for help securing pets. Keep the tone steady. If wildlife pressure is rising, share the hour and route so nearby yards can close trash and secure feed. Step 10. Reset the schedule. Move the automatic pop door to close earlier than dusk and open later than full light for the next week. Add a perimeter walk at first light and before dark. Empty the feed tray at night. Verify. At first light the next day, recheck the patch points, edges, and doors. Look for new digs or prints. Reset track pads with flour at the breach. Review camera clips and match them to the log. Count birds at roost for 3 nights in a row. Checks and fixes. If the entry was a dig at the fence base, widen the skirt to at least 18 inches at that face and add gravel or pavers as a hard edge. If the entry was a pry at a door, add a second latch that requires a different motion and an inside header that blocks upward lift. If the strike was from above inside the run, replace netting with rigid wire panels or add a tight secondary net and increase shade clutter so birds can cover fast. If multiple birds were bitten at the neck inside the coop with a small entry hole, close every gap larger than 1 inch and add inner mesh over low vents. If eggs or chicks vanished with no mess, tighten nest box seams and close wall gaps near boxes. Move feed out of the coop and sweep spills to starve rodents. Missing hen protocol. Call birds with your regular feed rattle. Scan shrubs under decks, woodpiles, and low trees. Look for a tight circle of feathers for a hawk strike or a scattered trail for a chase. Check quiet corners inside the coop for a shocked bird. At dusk, stand back and watch. A hidden hen may return to the pop door as light fades. Leave the coop lit inside for 1 hour after sunset to guide her in. If she does not return, review morning camera clips and track pads before you expand the search. First aid notes for birds. Shock shows as a pale comb, drooped wings, and cold feet. Keep the bird warm and quiet. Do not force water into an unresponsive bird. Pain control and antibiotics require a veterinarian. Replace any bloody bedding in the crate. Change bandages if they soak. Keep the bird isolated until a vet clears return to the flock. Wildlife and agency contacts. Keep the numbers for animal control and the state wildlife office on your checklist. Report repeated night visits by large predators. Ask about approved non-lethal deterrents, such as electric lines on the outside of the fence or a radio on a timer at the yard edge. Follow guidance for protected species. When to call pros. Call a carpenter or fence pro if the run frame has rot or the roof needs structural work. Call an electrician if you add an electric perimeter line. Call a veterinarian at once for deep or puncture wounds. Heavy bleeding that does not stop with pressure, obvious fractures, eye injuries, or signs of shock that do not improve after warming. Upgrade path after a breach. Map the breach against your predator model. If the attacker was a climber that used a corner, add a rigid roof and close vertical seams. If it was a digger, deepen or widen the apron, add gravel and block scent trails. If it was a latch test, move all exterior doors to 2-action latches and add a secondary catch opposite the hinge. Documentation. Print and keep a simple packet in a binder. The incident log for photos that show the breach, 2 close-ups of prints with a scale, a copy of your repairs list, and any neighbor or agency messages. The packet helps if there is a dispute and guides faster fixes the next time pressure rises. Care. Walk the edge lines at first light and before dusk for 1 week after a breach. Keep feed sealed and the yard free of scraps. Refresh track pads after rain. Replace any temporary patches with permanent mesh and framing within 2 days. Keep routines steady so birds recover and laying returns.